Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 12th, 2023. I wait for certain questions to be asked and patiently, and sometimes for months, weeks, years. And all of a sudden, one will come up like the one I'm going to answer today, and I have no idea what prompted this question in this person. The name of this person is Kathy. She does not tell me where she lives, so I don't know. And she is frustrated with me after listening to some TV programs and podcasts. And she isn't angry at me. She's just frustrated. And I wanted to share with you this email, and she said, please explain yourself in a podcast. And so here I go. The question is, I try to understand you, Greg, but I don't. Why is your idea of the world so different than most of us? And do you honestly see what's going on with people? Kathy. First of all, I want to thank you for the whole thing, for the email, and also for your kind words. I appreciate that. There is no understanding me. I don't need understanding. I need the respect of you to just listen without prejudice, without bias, without assumption and presumption. That's it. We are not here to understand. We are here to become aware. And understanding is one thing. That's intellectual. That has a lot to do with mental acuity and understanding things from the point of view of bento boxing things, ideas, beliefs, theories, and putting them in different boxes within us. So please, try not to understand me. Try to be aware of me. Be aware of what I'm doing, what I'm saying. Now, you ask about the ideals. Let's go to that first. I don't have any ideals. I really don't. An ideal is something that you idyllically look at, hope for, believe in, wish to achieve. I don't have anything to achieve. I just don't do that. I work upon myself constantly, and I don't do it with the idea that at the end of the day that somehow I'm going to be a better man, a better person, a better teacher, a better whatever. I just don't do that. That's not my gig. My effort with myself is not to have an ideal, but to become aware of what lives within this human carcass of mine that has been named Gregory. Now, once I understand that, not in an intellectual way, not in a fundamental way. Once I understand that I don't understand and that he cannot be understood because he is a conglomeration of many, many, many lifetimes, as well as all of the inherited impulses that surround him constantly and come from him through genetics and DNA, then I become transcendent. And that is the whole purpose to me of living here on earth, to transcend the Gregory and move into consciousness rather than think of myself as a man, as a person. That is unimportant. That will die. But what will live on, what you can take with you through death, is the only real substance of this life. Now, this is a hard thing to motivate people to do because most people don't believe they'll ever die. Yes, the average person doesn't think they're going to grow old, get sick, and die. They just don't believe in that. So that's their ideal. I don't do that. I know what's going to happen. I know what is happening as I deteriorate in my physicality. But the thing that is most important is the part that never dies, to find that part which never dies. Now that is something way beyond the confines and the pay grade of a Gregory Penn. He just can't do that. So I don't have any idea. That's probably why you don't understand me. The mind formulates some kind of criteria that people have to have in order for us to understand them or to receive their message or whatever. The interesting part of you is that you hang in there with all of this and you listen, as you say, most every day. And though you are confused and you think what you think about my message, even me, you start to understand that maybe there's more to this than I can fathom, more than I can comprehend. And there is. There's more to life than what Greg can comprehend. There are things I cannot explain. They are inexplicable. And they fall in another realm. So this world is not, Kathy, a cut and dry kind of thing. It just isn't. This world that you and I occupy is filled with reasons and purposes and ideals and all sorts of craziness, an order of nuttiness, as I call it, that we just typically accept and think, well, that's just the way it is. And, you know, that's life. No, that's not life. That's what we do. We formulate a living into a philosophy and then call it life. And that's not the way this thing works. The life is very separate from the livingness of most of us. So when you start to categorize me and put me in a place where you can feel comfortable about what you think I am or understand me to be, you're going to miss, okay? You're just going to miss. And then you ask, how do I see you? How do I see people? People are animals. And they function out of the need to survive. And this level of survival includes their social survival, their economic survival, all the things that they think, say, and do that allows them to experience the world through their interpretation of themselves. The self, in my case, the Gregory, I'll use me as an example, is a filter that takes everything that is beautiful and brings it down to the finite of Gregory's mental, emotional acuity, and that's as far as he goes. That isn't much of a life, but that's what we do. The practice that I offer and suggest is one where you take away the filter. You take away, in my case, the Gregory, and you just live in the purity, the substance of what it means to truly live without the shackles of prejudice and bias, which is exactly what the human being does. Now, you can understand this all intellectually, but to really live it, oh, that requires far more. That requires a surrender, a giving up of many, many aspects of our persona and our life, because in our persona, in our life, we merely live for what we can get and what will we fathom inside of ourselves as right. So I say to you, it is going to be very, very difficult to understand all of that when you don't meditate and you say you don't believe in meditation, which you say you don't, and you think that your values as a person, as a religious person, are the only values there are because somebody squawked at you on a Sunday morning with a book that was written thousands of years ago, supposedly, and you believe it. Well, everybody needs to believe in something because that's how we group together, and we need that grouping in order to survive because, you know, the whole idea of the more there are of us, the more the chances are of survival. And when you get right down to it, Kathy, it's all about survival. I hope that helped you understand a little bit of me. There's so much more that most people miss that... All I can say to you is, please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening, everyone. You know, if you have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful day. Be back on the air next week. And again, as always, please forgive me. Namaste.